to Wales and hockey tales with Wally. For the fans to the players living their hockey dream. To Wales and hockey tales with Wally. Kim Carden, Sander Uski, and everywhere in between.
Welcome to another episode of Two Ales and Hockey Tales with Wally. And today I am so excited to have on a 15-year-old from Cardiff, Wales. His hockey journey has already taken him to Wales, England, Slovakia, Latvia, and South Korea. He's laced up for Team England in the U16s and under-18s, and he's 15, folks. The Youth Olympics for Team Great Britain, and mucked it up for Team Great Britain just recently in Latvia. And for fun, four games played, had a 1.75 goals against average. That, as a 14-year-old, headed for Slovakia and Mechalovice to show the Slovakian boys what's up and what a Welsh boy can do. He's done all this, and folks, reminder, he is still just 15. Welcome to the shed, Harry Thomas.
Hello, hello.
How are you today, sir?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. So, just finished school for the day or what?
Yeah, been on the ice earlier, then just had school, and now finished.
You had hockey before school?
Yeah, it was at like 10 o'clock till 12, and then school was like 2 o'clock.
Wait, you a part-timer in school or what?
No, online school.
Oh, that seems simple, online school.
Yeah,
so I get into how we know each other. Got an email from our website, aleshockeytales.com, and it was the GM of the Cardiff Devils Ice Hockey Academy. Is that your old man?
Yeah, that's my dad.
Yeah, so he takes on a bit of a role for the Devils, huh?
Yeah, a little bit of a role, yeah.
What's all he got to do as the GM of the Devils Ice Hockey Academy?
I guess he kind of just sits back, lets other people do the work, and he just tells them what to do.
I understand.
Yeah, yep. Pretty simple.
I'm like a manager.
Yeah, quite literally. Yep.
Makes sense. So he mentioned you got to play in the Youth Olympics.
Yeah, that wasn't long ago. It was in January.
In South Korea?
Yeah, in South Korea.
That must have been pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty good, to be fair. Quite a lot of, like, publicity and stuff like that.
So how did you make that team? Did they have tryouts?
We had trials and everything. I think there was 8 of them. And then, like, a training, and then South Korea.
How many goalies were at the trials? We call them tryouts.
I think there was a fair few. I know there was like more than 10, but I'm not sure. I think it was in the 20 or 30s and it got cut down.
That's pretty cool, man. Way to go.
Yeah, thank you.
So, nice to meet you too.
Yeah, nice to meet you, I guess.
Yeah, so I was doing the math. So when I was in Cardiff, Wales, if you're 15, that would have made you 6 when I was leaving. So were you into hockey as a 6-year-old?
No, I started ice hockey when I was 10, 11.
Yeah, how'd you get into it? Watching the Devils?
Basically, I used to be into football, like soccer.
Yeah.
And then I was playing that, and my mum won tickets to the Cardiff Devils game, and I saw Mark Lewis had a fight.
Yeah.
And I didn't know like that was allowed because I've never watched ice hockey, and I've always like been into football. And then like I kind of just like fell in love with the sport and I tried goalie, and then I was like all right at it. And then
Apparently.
yeah, apparently, yeah.
What position did you play in football? Were you goalie?
Goalie,
Yeah.
yeah.
So, let's not leave the Mark Lewis thing. So, did he just beat the wheels off a guy?
Yeah, it was he played for Manchester at the time,
Oh.
not Mark Lewis, the guy that he beat up. I remember they used to have quite a lot of like back and forth, always fighting, and that was one of them.
Yeah, well, Big Lou's a big boy. I can't imagine
Yeah.
fighting him. He would kill me.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but fun fact is, me and Big Lou won a championship together at Matthew Meyer's testimonial. I don't know if you were there.
Yeah. Yeah, I played in it.
You were in that game? Did I meet you there then?
Most probably.
Who did you play for?
Team GB.
Did you? Haha,
Yeah.
that's who
Yeah.
we won the trophy against. Haha.
Yeah, I know.
I made that trophy too and then won it.
That's the way to go, really.
So did you hit Chippy Lane after too?
Just went home.
I
Yeah.
did. I hit it hard.
Yeah, I bet it's a good place to be.
Have you mucked it up there?
Just walk through it.
Yeah, you're too young to be eating that stuff, man. It's
Yeah.
not
Yeah.
good for you. It's really not. So Korea. So you went to Korea. What was that experience like?
It was pretty good. Everything was so like professional, and obviously it's the Olympics. I, to be honest, I didn't know it was the Olympics till like I got there. I thought it was like a BTEC Olympics. I don't know. I didn't really take it in I actually got there and realized it was the Olympics, and then it went from there. Kazakhstan, Latvia, Spain, Poland, and China. And then
Those were
obviously
the teams you guys
Korea.
played?
Yeah.
Who beat you?
Latvia, what was the other teams I said?
I don't know. It doesn't matter anyways.
Yeah, that's true.
So you guys lost two games in the tournament, right?
That was the Riga tournament.
Oh, so how'd you
The
do in the
Korea
Olympics?
tournament. We came sixth.
Yeah, that's not
And
bad.
yeah, it's not bad. It's the first time in the Olympics. Like it was the first time GB ever had an ice hockey team in the Olympics as well.
That's pretty
So
cool, dude.
yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah,
Yeah.
they drug test in the youth Olympians.
Yeah, they did, to be fair.
Serious?
Yeah, I know.
So you passed, eh? You're clean. You're all natural
Yeah,
like me.
luckily.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember getting drug tested when I was a hockey player, and even if you're all natural like me, it's still, I don't know, I still got like nervous to pee in a cup and like them test
Yeah,
my
I know.
urine.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you gonna find in
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's the thing. Never know.
In Germany, fun fact is when you get drug tested because you're dehydrated from the game, they put a case of beer in the room, and then they bring guys from both teams into a locker room, and you sit there and drink beers with the guy from the other team until you have to pee.
That's fair enough. It's probably a smart idea, to be fair.
It
Yeah, I bet.
worked. fun stuff, though. Okay. Anyways, so what was the food like in Korea? Did you guys like where were you stayed in a hotel and like? Were you eating hotel food or were you getting out and about?
We stayed in like a Olympic village with like every team and like every other sport that was being played in there. So we kind of had like just like traditional food and like just like normal food like pizza, egg, chips. But like it was a mixture of both depending on what the day was. But like if you went outside, I'm sure you'd find some weird stuff.
So you didn't really get outside the village, you stayed in the village.
Yeah, we just stayed in the village.
So did you guys, I know what those places are like. Sometimes you end up like becoming buddies with like a different country or different team. Did you guys make any mates from the other teams?
Yeah, quite a lot. We kind of Great Britain were very close with like Canada and
Makes sense.
USA. And then Australia was quite a close one. Their
Yeah.
snowboarding team,
Yeah, that's
they
cool.
used to like sit with us. Yeah, they were like 18 or 20, a bit older than us.
Australians are dandies too. Yeah. And the
Yeah.
Brits and Canadians seem to get along too.
Yeah,
It may
somehow,
so
yeah.
it makes sense what you guys are doing over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny. So anyways, I heard you've been on the ice with Big Lou too. I guess I played
Yeah.
hockey against you and I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I know. Thinking about it, probably did. Yeah.
Well, had to have. I mean, I was the guy that was lumbering around the ice. I was having some conditioning issues again, because I don't play hockey anymore. But you know what? My team won, you know, dug down deep.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
Yeah. I wonder if that's like the last time Team Great Britain's lost a game, you know, just against my fat ass.
Yeah, it was probably the last time, yeah.
Seriously, folks. Hey, winners win. Anywho, I had heard a rumor though that one of my other favorite goalies, Matt Carruth, you've been on the ice with him too.
Yeah, he's taught me a couple of times. I had
Is
a
that
couple of
right?
lessons with him. Yeah. It was all the way back when he used to play in Cardiff.
When they used to throw Twix on the ice for him.
Yeah.
Did you know
Not
that
anymore.
did you know that started here?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that's how the Twix started, was me talking to Mac in here.
Yeah, I'm guessing people found out and then started throwing him on the ice.
Yeah, and then it just snowballed like it did in Manchester. Now every
Yeah.
time Manchester wins, they throw chocolate on the ice, and that's because of me too.
Yeah.
It's fun. So what's your favorite chocolate bar? If anybody came to watch you play hockey in Cardiff or for Team Great Britain, and there was like a Shed fan there that was like, "Hey, that's a Shed guy in net. What's your favorite chocolate bar?" Did you freeze on me? Are you there? Oh dear. Game back on. So you said what? Milky Way?
Yeah, Milky Way bar.
Yeah. So if anybody was showing up and wanted to like support Team Great Britain's new netminder coming up through the ranks and a Cardiff Devil, you know, then if you won a game, they could chuck you a Milky Way on the ice, right? That'd be cool, right?
Yeah,
Make feel like a
that'd be
small
good.
world.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just thinking out loud, folks, if anybody wants to get involved, it takes everybody to win, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So anywho, so Mac taught you, did he teach you anything cool? Like I've been on the ice with guys, like Ryan O'Reilly in the summer where he does a drill and I was like, oh, I never really thought of doing that.
I actually taught me like one bizarre thing, like with his stick, when he like moves a certain direction, he moves his like stick angle a certain direction, so if the puck hits it, then it won't go in the goal as
Right.
easy.
Right. Yeah, I get that because there's a lot of guys that are shooting from goal lines on goalies now, right? Trying to do the
Yeah.
bank-ins.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So he didn't like teach you to like rip off your top and like jump into the glass after the game. He didn't teach you
No, not that one. No.
that. Okay. I've seen him do it. That looks fun.
Yeah, I bet it's fun. Yeah.
So how about Hendo? He's a skills coach. Does he get into any goaltending coaching?
Just shooting the puck at me, really.
Yeah, that's really how I teach goalies too, because I don't know how to teach a goalie. Just
That's all we
fire
do,
pucks
just
at him, right?
stand in the way, yeah.
Yeah. Stop it,
Yeah, that's literally it.
right? So here's a random question, because I ain't no goalie and I'm not that flexible. Do you do a lot of stretching?
I mean, it depends. If you start to get tight in certain areas, you probably should stretch it out, or otherwise, you probably won't be that flexible.
But you're not like doing the splits around the house just for fun, like a weird goalie.
No, probably not, no.
No. So you decided to be a goalie. Do you consider yourself weird? Because most goalies are weird.
Probably not weird, just
I'm just
strange.
I just like I know how hard I can shoot a puck. And I've seen other guys be able to shoot pucks really hard. And the older you get, the harder guys can shoot pucks. And like you guys ask to try and stop them. You know? It's like for me, it took a lot of courage to try and block a shot because I really didn't want to.
Yeah, I bet.
But so you like getting pucks fired at you.
Yeah, 'cause that means we save them.
And I heard a rumor you're going to be playing in Diesel's testimonial, Ben Davis.
Yeah, playing in that one as well.
That's cool. Man,
Yeah, it'd be
big
pretty
time.
good.
So how do you know him too then, or?
Yeah, I trained with Ben Davis like in the in 2020 in lockdown. So I trained with him quite a lot to like kind of like stay in like some type of like form,
Yeah.
and then obviously that like kind of transferred to ice, which then that's kind of where I felt like my game improved from Ben Davis in the off season. Not even the off season, just lockdown. Just training with him, then got on the ice, and I was fitter than anybody else.
Well, that's awesome that he helped you because like he's been around the game a long time. I mean, he's having a
Yeah.
testimonial in Cardiff, and when I was in Cardiff, he wasn't even there. So he's been around the game a long time, and he knows how to hockey. I was always a big fan of him when I played against him. I think he was in Glasgow, but anyways, that's pretty cool. And then when you got a guy like that firing pucks at you, it's gonna make you better, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that'll be a fun game, eh? I saw there's a bunch of
Yeah.
dandies going to that one. They're gonna have
Yeah.
fun.
Yeah, it'd be good. It'd be good.
Sure hope the goat and Bouncy have one soon, eh?
Yeah.
Just thinking out loud. It'd be fun.
It
Just
would be.
it would be. So who is your favorite player?
Player for
Yeah.
well, in the Cardiff Devils or just
Wherever.
all time.
Wherever.
The goalies count?
I consider them players too, but they do something totally different. I would think you'd pick a goalie if you're a goalie.
Probably Sergei Bobrovsky.
The Bob, eh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good goalie.
Yeah, he's all right. Yeah.
So do you like try to model your game after a goalie or do you just play?
I think when I was younger, I definitely tried to model my game off like goalies,
Yeah.
but now I kind of just like choose certain pieces that I like from that game or like something that like is like new.
You sound pretty smart for a 15-year-old. That is how
I
you get
only
better,
some.
though. You learn from everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's like how I would try to coach now, is I try to take all the different things I learned from my good coaches, my bad coaches, some of the things I liked, some of the things I really will never do ever to my team. And I try to do that, you know?
Yeah, it works.
It does work, and it takes everybody to get smarter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So did you grow up watching the Devils once you got into it? Once you saw that Mark Lewis fight, then were you a Devils fan? You've been going to the games?
Yeah, I think that season, like we joined midway through the season. So we watched the whole of that season and just like went to every game. And then obviously I went to Slovakia, so I stayed in Slovakia. And then I didn't watch many games. I came back. I haven't watched many this season because obviously the season's been on.
You've been doing
But
your
I
own
watched a
season.
fair through. Yeah, I watched a fair through.
Well, let's get into that while we're on the topic. You were like, what, 14 years old and you moved to Slovakia? How does that go down?
Yeah. I don't know. I was playing in a tournament and kind of just knew somebody. And my mate was going to Slovakia, and then it kind of just played off like that. And then we both went, but he was a year older than me.
Oh, so you went with a friend. You didn't go by yourself.
Yeah, I went with a friend.
Well, that makes it way more fun, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, it makes it better.
Because moving away from home at that age couldn't have been that easy, eh? Or did you want it?
Like a bit of both. It was like it was fun, but then also like kind of miss home a little bit, but you don't really think about it when you're there.
So what about school? You're doing the online thing while you're there?
Yeah, I was doing the online thing when I was there.
That makes sense. I was wondering if you went to a Slovakian school. That'd have been someday.
No, not a chance, no.
So then, who do you live with when you go there at that age? Do they put you with like a family?
Just it was me with my mate, just kind of just
You
living.
Really? You guys got to live on your own?
Training would start like, it depends, either like 6 a.m., 5 a.m., and then we wouldn't get home till like 10 because we'd have ice, like gym, food, and then ice, and then food, and then bed, and then start again.
Like every day.
Yeah, every day. Like
That's
games on the weekends.
how they play hockey there. They do that much every day as kids.
Yeah, literally everything.
Was that fun?
Yeah, like that's the type of hockey, I guess. I don't know. Quite
You're at
enjoy
the
that type of
age where
thing.
you want to play that much, right?
Yeah. Was tiring
Teenage.
though.
Right, like, but imagine like doing that like 5 years straight. How you probably wouldn't be able to keep that up forever, would you?
I guess some Slovakians do.
And just thinking out loud again, I would say my team didn't have enough practices for everything I wanted to do because they were like sponges and they were picking up what we were putting down. But like, I also said no to adding a couple things because I'm like, well, we have this, this, and this, and it's like we can't. I want them to be excited to be here. I don't want them
Yeah.
to feel like they have to be at hockey. I want them to want to be there, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So anyways, you did that for a year. What was
Yeah.
it? So did you have like a little flat type of a deal to live in? You
Yeah,
guys
basically.
cooking your own food? Are you guys cooks at that age?
No. Like the rink would supply us with like breakfast and stuff like that.
So you're like a pro hockey player when you're like 14. You just show up at the rink, be a hockey guy all day. They eat, they feed you, and then
Yeah.
you do online school.
Yeah, exactly.
You're
Yeah.
living, buddy.
Yeah, it was good.
That sounds fun though. So the food was all right there?
It was all right. It was all
Oh,
right.
it's all right.
Yeah, it was just all right.
Yeah. Kind of like British food, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
So just kid, everybody. Just kidding. Not really, though, right? Anyways, so after the year in Slovakia, though, you do decide to come home.
Yeah, I was kind of just looking for like some game time, because in Slovakia I got injured. I
What
broke my
happened?
back.
Your back?
Yeah.
Back pain sucks.
Yeah, like I like fractured like a certain bone that connects to another bone, and then I was out for like 3 months, 2 months.
Ugh, that
Yeah.
sucks.
Yeah. So I was kind of just looking for some game time. And then see what next season brings.
So you don't know what you're doing next season.
Well, I'm looking to like, I don't know, it depends. Oh, I'm going on like a trial thing for the Trevor Hendricks new thing, the Cardiff Canucks.
Canucks, yeah. The
Yeah.
Cardiff Canucks. My buddy Hendo is starting his own hockey team. What a world, eh?
Yeah.
Shed
Yeah,
guy's running
exactly.
amok.
Yeah.
Has he named a coach yet?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Guy didn't even call me, eh? I don't know what kind of budget you're
Yeah.
working with over there, Hendo, but I already got a team. The under 13 Canucks.
Yeah, the real ones.
Yeah. The All Ontario champion. Defending champions in under 13.
Yeah.
But
Exactly.
yeah, anyways, I already have a coaching job, Hendo, so don't ask me. But that's pretty exciting, eh? That Cardiff has another hockey team and they're called the
Yeah, it'd be
Canucks,
good.
and it's
Yeah.
like my best friend starting it.
Yeah, it'd be good.
So what level is that? I don't even know. Like, what is he starting?
I think it's like two under the Elite League.
Two under,
Maybe.
so you would basically, do you pay to play for that team or do you play for free?
I'm guessing he probably charged certain people. Not charge certain people. Depends on like
How good you are.
where he probably needs players or how good you are. Yeah.
Yeah, usually hockey's about how good you are and how bad they want you. That's how much they'll give you,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, if Hendo wants to pay for my flight over, I'll lace up for the Canucks for a match for him.
Yeah.
That would be fun, right?
I'm sure he'd like it, yeah.
Yeah. We could sell that place out, Hendo.
Exactly.
Because everybody would see me have a heart attack on the ice. He'd have to
Yeah.
have a deep roster if I was going to play. He'd have to have at least four lines.
Probably does.
I heard a rumor though that you might have other options too.
Yeah, I'm looking to play in Canada. I've been offered for a team in Canada,
Where?
Ontario.
Where?
Yeah, but like OHA, they're called like Ontario Hockey Academy.
Oh, it's called Ontario Hockey Academy
Yeah, and it's in Cornwall.
in Cornwall.
Yeah.
I've heard of that. Jeff Legui was a trainer there for a while, that was a former Sheffield Steeler. Told me about it in the shed.
Probably quite a lot of people go there, I've heard.
So that's another option for you. That's another hockey factory too.
Another option.
So you got some decisions to make as a 15-year-old, huh?
Yeah, a couple.
I remember those days. I went to the OHL camp as the eighth rounder, and it was the year of the first band draft or something, so they didn't have any more rounds after the eighth round. I was the last pick that year, like the very last pick. They had more rounds my age the next year, but I was the last pick of the draft. I end up going to training camp, like thinking, well, I'm not making it. I'm just going to see what it's like and have some fun and play some hockey because I want to get a scholarship. And then I did good in the summer camp, and I show up to training camp thinking I'm just going there to like have fun again. And they like moved me right into billets, and the billet family's like, no, you've made the team. Like they said you made it in the summer. And I was like, I wasn't planning on moving here. I brought like a couple changes of clothes. And then I had to like make the decision if I stayed or if I went back home and tried to get a scholarship. And I made the decision to go home and then did the path I did. But it's interesting at that age, what decision you make can totally change your path.
Yeah,
Not to freak you
it's
out though, kid.
no, I know. Obviously, like certain
It
decisions lead
is what
certain
it
ways.
is,
It's just,
right?
yeah, depends on what you choose at the time.
But I would think the Cornwall thing would be a good setup too, but be cool to be on the inaugural Cardiff Canucks, right?
Yeah, it would be cool to be on that as well.
Yeah, I saw the logo, and I think Stu Bob designed that. That guy's good at making logos.
Yes.
Yeah. Anywho, you got any weird pregame rituals? Are you like, I know goalies can get weird before games. I just leave them alone. I don't even look at them.
Not really like a pre-game ritual, but it's like before you go in the net, I've got to do like skate to the right of the net and then go behind the net and then do like a full lap of the net and then go in the net before like it counts as you go in the net.
And that's just at the start of the game, or that every period?
Start the game.
So in between, after start of a new period, I guess you guys probably don't flood yet, eh? You probably just go to the next net.
We do once.
Right. So then do you come out and do the same thing, or you just get in the net and you do
No,
that?
just the
Just the
start
start
of
of
the
the
game.
game. You're not get That's good. You're controlling your weirdness. You're just doing one thing. That's good. The people that get too much going on, they get right in their own kitchen, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Here's a fun fact for you. You played for Team Great Britain, and the head coach was Jamie Elson.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
I was there at the start of his coaching career too.
Were you at Cardiff?
Yeah, I was on Cardiff when Lordo needed him to help him out, and he didn't help the first year, but my second year there, when I got hurt and did the pregame speeches, he was like the assistant coach, and man, he's really doing her in the coaching world. He's what, the head coach of that, what's that team?
Bristol Pitbulls.
There it is. Thank you.
Yeah.
So you know what's
Yeah.
going on over there. But yeah, he's the
Yeah.
head coach of that, and he's getting head coaching of Team Great Britain squads now too. Look at him go.
Yeah, it's good.
Last time
Yeah.
I saw him, fun fact, was I went to my old paint store to get my spray paint for my body for Wally Night, And he was, or no, it wasn't. It, why was I there? Matthew Myers' testimonial. I went in to get my spray paint for my back and my chest for his game, and Jermaine was in my paint store. Small
Small
world,
world.
isn't
Yeah.
it?
Yeah.
But he would be a good coach. He's a good guy that cares about people and cares about his players, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's really all you want, right?
Yeah, all you want, yeah.
So on your under 16 Cardiff Devils squad, small world, Miley Drazy's laced him up with you?
Yeah, Miley Drazy is on my team as well.
Yeah, Shed Gal, she was just on, and she's playing for Team Great Britain right now.
Yeah, right now is away with Team GB.
Yeah, and the captain's Millie, who was just on, was named captain right after coming to the Shed. Shed
Yeah.
boost.
Yeah, most probably, yeah.
But no, those two girls are great, and it's cool to see what girls hockey is going on in the UK too, eh?
Yeah, it's big.
Yeah. So, anyways, another small world one for you, okay? You play with Alfie Stone.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
So that's Jason Stone's boy. So, fun
Yeah.
fact for you there was the night they retired his number 10, which was my number and why I wore 18 there. I was playing in that game and we retired number 10 and we won 10 to nothing.
That's pretty creepy.
Isn't that weird? That's pretty hockey,
Yeah.
I'd say.
Yeah, that is very hockey.
I remember when we were playing that game and we were at like 8 and we were like, well, we kind of have to score two more.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But that it's got to be cool. Isn't he one of your coaches too?
Yeah, he's one of our coaches as well.
It's got to be neat for a guy to be coaching kids and still be able to see his jersey up in the rafters, eh?
Yeah, I bet, I bet.
And is it cool for the kids that like our coach's numbers up there?
I think people do kind of recognize it when they come into the rink from different teams, or like people like on like say like you want to start with Cardiff and they say Jason Stone's a coach, and obviously they know it like as number 10. It's
Yeah.
probably like a cool thing.
For sure.
Yeah.
That is pretty neat. So here's a random one for you. When I looked at your two Cardiff squads, there's some young punk named Joshua Poole, who in the under 18s has 9 games played and 10 goals and 21 points. But he's also playing on the under 16s and in 8 games has 11 goals and 17 points. So that guy must be able to play hockey.
Yeah, he knows how to put a puck in the goal.
Seems to be able to in both age groups.
Yeah, both age groups. 18s. Yeah, he does exactly the same in both.
What I find around here is like the differences in age groups is it's very big when there's two ages together, and that he's doing that well in both age groups is it's quite interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So you play for both teams too, eh?
Yeah, both teams as well.
So you practice with both teams, play both games, you're just busy.
Yeah, just busy, yeah.
But it's probably better to be able to play on two teams in Cardiff than have to move to Slovakia.
Yeah, exactly. I played on three teams in Slovakia. I played the I didn't play a game, but I played in the under 18s, 16s, and then like 17s.
Yeah. Because they have
Yeah.
every age group there.
Yeah.
You're on the ice all day.
All day, yeah.
I honestly couldn't imagine that. It depended on my coach, right? If I liked hockey or not. And there were coaches where when practice was over, there was not one player wanting to stay on that ice for a second longer, you know?
Yeah, I've never experienced that, but I bet it's hard.
Well, I think the game's changed. I think coaching's changed, you know?
Yeah.
At least I hope. In most places. Your other coach with Jamay, though, is Shed guy Sam Motten.
Yeah, Sam Martin as well.
Those are the two Team Great Britain coaches.
Yeah.
Both Shed guys.
Yeah.
I gotta get Jamay in here, eh?
Yeah, you do.
Yes, we have some history. He saw some of my pregame speeches. I don't know what he thought about them at the time. anywho. So you did go to Latvia with Team Great Britain. Was that
Yeah, we did.
Riga?
Yeah, in Riga.
Don't they have a sweet barn there?
Probably. I'm not too sure. Never got time.
What do you mean? Didn't you play? No, like, I mean the arena.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I call a barn, sorry.
I thought you said bar.
No, come on, man. You don't get into that. You're still a player.
Yeah, we played in quite a couple of different rinks. They're all pretty similar, all pretty nice as well. The ice is good.
Did you play in the KHL arena or no?
To be honest, I'm not too sure what it looked like, most probably.
You were just playing the game, eh?
Yeah, just playing.
Yeah, I hear you. But it looked like you guys did well there, eh? With Motten and Jamay as your coaches, you had 4 games played, 1.75 goals against average. That's pretty good in the goaltending world, isn't it?
Yes, it's all right, yeah.
That's what they say. Yeah, anything under two is really doing her. Call it running amok, really. Did you get any shutouts in that tournament?
No, I think all the game, because it was like a running clock, so the games are very
Sorry, what was that?
fast. It was a running clock
When there
tournament.
was a whistle, they didn't stop the clock.
Yeah, so the puck would be dropped quick, and then
Are you
like if there's a power
serious?
play or stuff like that, yeah, it was one of those.
That's the dumbest thing I've heard in some time.
Yeah, I know, it's silly.
If it was at the end of the game, I would be cheating so hard. There would be so many whistles.
Yeah, I know. I think they stopped the clock after 2 minutes at the end of the game.
Well, they need to grow up. If they're listening to me in my shed, that's baloney.
Yeah, they
Yeah.
do.
Yeah. Stop the clock when the whistle goes, you donkeys.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes, everybody agrees with us. That's whoever decided that is not a hockey person. And they can hear it from me if they're listening, which they're not. Anywho, who is the best player you've ever played against? I like these tough questions to really make you think, and then there's this awkward pause where I have to talk and be like, let him think. Let him think.
Can I choose like two?
Yeah, you can choose whatever you want. It's your
Probably.
trip to the shed, man.
Actually, I'm going to choose three. Brody Reed,
Oh, yeah.
Joey Martin,
Yeah, you did. My goat.
and Josh Waller.
Yeah. So you've been
Yeah.
on the ice with all three of them? I guess
Yeah.
Brody Reed was on my team for. Hold on, I got the picture right here. Was he on the team then? Not my first testimonial. No, he was on my squad the second one.
Yeah, he's a
Yep.
good player.
He is a really good player, and I still need to get him in the shed. He was always playing hard to get with me, toying with my emotions. Yeah, he's a good dude though. That's
Yeah,
what
he's
was
got a
fun
good
about
slap
those. That's
shot.
the best thing about those testimonials though, man, is you get to know the new devils, and like I can still feel a part of it when I'm back here. And like then when I see how they're doing and who's scoring and getting points, and I'm like, I know them.
Exactly, yeah.
It makes you still feel a part of it when you don't know people. Then it's a lot different, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard to stay connected, but that's what the shed's all about. Now I'm connected in way too many places, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing.
Yeah, now I cheer for a whole bunch of teams, but mainly the Devils, you know? Anywho, what else do we got here? So Josh Waller, the other Wally,
Yeah.
he got hurt this year. That sucked, eh? Because he's a fast little bugger with hands and a shot, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and then there's the goat. Guy does whatever you need. Just the best guy on the team, the best person on and off the ice. We'll do whatever it takes to win, fight, score, pass, shoot, you know, whatever. The goat's there.
Yeah, the goat's there.
Yeah. It's pretty cool for a guy like me that was there his first year on the Cardiff Devils to see what he's done in Wales and like in Cardiff. And now to like see the kids coming up in Cardiff playing for Team Great Britain and stuff, and it's like I always say winning changes everything, but it's like when you start watching those Devils with Mark Lewis and they're beating everybody, And winning is fun. And then you're like, whoa, look how much fun the sport is because they win every game. Like you go to those games as a fan and they lose, you leave, and it just wasn't as much fun, was it?
No, exactly. You want to win.
Yeah. And like Joey Merton has won a lot of hockey games in Cardiff, Wales.
Yeah, he has. Yeah.
So is Bouncy, Richie, Batchy, right?
Yeah, the whole lot of them.
And Batchy made Team Great Britain this year. I mean, I kept saying it in the shed. I'm like, every time I see him play, he's better. Every time I see him play, he looks like more of a man and confident and like doing all the simple things and just being big and strong. And then you see him make Team Great Britain after a few years out of it. That's cool.
Yeah, exactly. And he scored.
Did he?
In a warm-up game, yeah, he scored.
Love it. And I think that's cool that, the Cardiff Devils head coach is also the head coach of Team Great Britain. And then Batchy makes the team. It's like, well, now that you've seen him play in front of you for a whole season, now you know exactly what he brings, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. Yeah.
And that's what I find interesting about tryouts or trials. It's like, well, it depends what type of player you're looking for. It's not always about who gets the goals and assists, it's about how they play the game and how they help the team, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Anywho, big Batchy fan, Richie too. He's still doing her. Love those guys, you know.
Yeah, they're good.
And it's pretty neat that like 9 years later, I'm out of the game, and I still have friends on the team, and like they're still making Team Great Britain.
Yeah, exactly.
Can make me feel young too, you know.
Yeah.
And now I can't wait to see what you do in the game, man, because you've had a pretty rocking start, eh? You've done a lot of stuff in a young age.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. Probably more to bring as well.
I would think, right? If you're going to
Yeah.
go down this path, you may as well go all the way down, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, what would you consider your goaltending style? Is pretty much everybody a butterfly guy now?
No, I'm more of like a stand-up guy.
Are you? You're a bit old
Yeah.
school.
I like to move around more than slide or butterfly.
Stay big and positionally right in front of it.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand. Yeah, sometimes those guys that get sliding around and their butterfly can slide around too much.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so. What else do I got? Do you have a pre-game meal? Do you eat the same thing before every game?
No, not really. I'm not like superstitious on that. Kind of just
You're pretty
whatever.
normal for a goalie, eh?
Yeah, pretty normal.
You know what, though? Pretty much on every team I played on, one of my best friends on the team was the goalie and my line mates. I don't know why that was, but I always think it's very important to have a good relationship with your goalie.
Yeah, we're the ones that wins or loses games.
Well, it's a pretty important position, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
You can definitely lose games because of a goalie, and you can definitely win games because of a goalie. And players can make mistakes, they can do all sorts of stuff, but goalies really got to stop the puck, don't they?
Yeah, that's all we've got to do.
Yeah. So you don't ever feel the pressure then, eh? You just play the game.
Yeah, just play the game. Just what happens, happens.
I understand. So if you were a football player, soccer player, you muck it up in two touch before the games? Pretty good.
Depends on the day.
Yeah, you got to be in the mood for two touch.
Yeah. Like if I'm on it, then I probably win, but if I'm not, probably lose.
Well, if we're ever in the same testimonial again, we're playing two touch before if I can, and I'm going to
Yeah, that sounds
dominate
good,
you.
yeah. All right. That's fine.
Yeah, I got some tricks you've never seen before on the two-touch court.
Okay, we'll see.
Well, I don't know if I have anything else. The only other kid I had written down because he was playing with Miley last year, and I just saw on my device that he's played for Team Great Britain too, and he's from Cardiff. That Joe Malfatti.
Yeah, Joe Malfatti.
He
Yeah,
just
I know
played for,
him.
there's a lot of Cardiff kids making Team Great Britain these days, isn't there?
Yeah, a lot.
That's new, isn't it? Because I'm pretty sure back when I was there, there weren't a lot of kids coming up making Team Great Britain.
Yeah, I think hockey in the UK's probably like had a shift forward where maybe kids are kind of developed faster
When I
than what it
think
used to
kids in
be.
Cardiff are becoming hockey players because they have the Cardiff Junior Devils and people coaching them like Jason Stone and all that, right?
Yeah, that's
And
it.
Hendo there shooting, ripping pucks at you and doing the skills for everybody else. Like it takes everybody to win and build players, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm guessing that's starting to pay off.
That's what it seems like to me over here in my shed.
Yeah.
Like back when I went to Cardiff, everybody had blue skates and penguins.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Some of the public skating you could see in Cardiff, Wales is some of the most entertaining stuff you could see, you know?
Yeah, it's just a lot of people falling over.
Falling over, crashing into the boards, can't stop but want to go fast.
Yeah.
And then you'll get the strange couple out there that think they're figure skaters and they're
Yeah.
nudity.
Yeah, in the middle, right in the middle.
They're just swans out there with all the kids
Yeah.
whipping around, falling into the boards. People out there pushing penguins. Man, I used to love watching that stuff.
It's pretty entertaining.
And then I go over there for testimonials, and there's like actual like minor hockey practices. Jason Stone's running. I see Ra-Ra, number 18 in the back there, and Miley, and there's like real minor hockey going on. Then there's rec leagues after, and I'm like, wow, hockey's really become a thing in Cardiff, Wales.
Yeah, it has become a thing over the years, to be fair.
Yeah, and it was pretty neat for me to see from over here, you know.
Yeah, it's good.
But what I would say to you is, well, keep being you and do whatever in your gut feels like the right decision next year. Whatever you think's going to make you happier. Happy hockey players play better and they get noticed more because they're having fun and they enjoy it. Whatever you think's the right decision, do that, okay?
All right, thank you. Yeah.
But it's pretty neat for me to see a kid from Cardiff doing what you're doing and what Miley's doing. Like, it is neat. So keep it up, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, keep stopping pucks, right?
Yeah, I'll try.
And what's your nickname? Is it Haz?
Yeah.
How do you get that nickname?
People used to call me Hazard, and then it's just been shortened down again to
To
Haz.
Haz.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Thought I saw it on your bucket. I guess I don't even think I wrote down the poster pics, but they were cool. That your old man sent over was you making the Olympic team, making Team Great Britain. It's pretty neat, man, what you've done, and you're only 15 years old.
It's good. It's good to be a part of.
Yeah, hockey's fun, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Well, keep it up, man, and I'll be watching from over here in the shed.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
And this
you.
has been another episode of Two Ales and Hockey Tales with the Haz and Wally.
Two Ales and Hockey Tales with Wally. For the fans, to the players, living their hockey dream. Two Ales and Hockey Tales with Wally. Harden, Sendriewski, and everywhere in between. Oh, I hope you don't mind if I introduce you to another shed guy. And remember, kids, when it is some chocolate, please.